The U.S. Olympic Committee is headed for major reform, whether it wants it or not. That's what came out of a Senate Commerce Committee hearing yesterday, members reviewing a management and ethics crisis among U.S. Olympic officials. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The crisis, the senator said, threatens the success of American athletes, New York's bid to host the 2012 Olympics, and the support of corporate sponsors, including David D'Alessandro, CEO of John Hancock Financial Services, who testified at the hearing.
Clearly, the USOC has lost its way. It failed to provide enough resources for athletes, it fails to be financially self-reliant, and it fails to provide the transparency we all deserve.
D'Alessandro was especially concerned about the $125 million the U.S. Olympic Committee raises and spends every year. Too little goes to athletes, he says, citing a Forbes magazine study of charitable groups and recent reports about in-kind donations going to staff instead of athletes. Montana Senator Conrad Burns scolded U.S. Olympic officials.
Just two words I want you to remember is accountability and credibility. And that's what's at stake here. If you have neither, you will not have an organization that can contribute anything to a greater life for any of us.
The problem, witnesses said, is a bloated and Byzantine governing structure saddled with self-interest, competing interests, and conflicts of interest. More than 120 board members represent various sports and organizations, notes Donald Fear, who represents the public on the U.S. Olympic Board.
Members of the board are saying, in effect, give the money to me. Give it to my organization. Don't give it to his and don't give it to hers. That's what I mean when I say it's an odd duck of an organization for which I know of no comparable model.
And that prompted the Commerce Committee to threaten to impose reform with a blue ribbon panel to be appointed soon. Howard Berkus, NPR News.